Hey everyone, what's going on? Welcome to a brand new review on the Sam Bissell podcast on the Ambiguous Podcast Solutions. And right now I'm going to be doing a review for the brand new Martin Scorsese film Killers of the Flower Moon, which stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, Lily Gladstone, and was co-written and directed, of course, by the one and only master himself, Martin Scorsese.
The Osage. They have the worst land possible. But they outsmarted everybody.
The land had oil on it.
Black gold. Money flows freely here now.
I do love that money, sir.
Now, Killers of the Flower Moon, the basic story and premise surrounding this film is that it's a story that centers on a series of Oklahoma murders in the Osage Nation during the 1920s committed after oil was discovered on the tribal land, and basically tells the story of Leonardo DiCaprio's Ernest and his uncle, who basically try to take over and profit off of the wealth of the Osage people when they're kind of trying to commit these series of murders. And this is based off of a book that Martin Scorsese has been really trying to adapt over the years. The basic premise of basically the production behind this film is it was supposed to go to Paramount. Paramount turned it down because Martin basically wanted a full $200 million budget for the film. They didn't want to do that. Apple decided to come in and do it, and Paramount was going to take over the distribution fee of putting this in theater. So Martin Scorsese basically, as he usually does, has full autonomy over this film, and this is one that I was really looking forward to. I was a huge fan of his previous film in 2019, which ended up in my top 10 films of that year, in The Irishman, which of course also starred De Niro, and he brought back Joe Pesci, and also teamed up for the first time with Al Pacino, and I love that movie. It was an absolute incredible masterwork from him once again. So I was really looking forward to this film as well. This time around, he gets to team up with two really of his mainstays, if you look at his filmography, with De Niro and DiCaprio, and to see them work off each other. I liked what I saw in the trailers. This one seemed like it was going to tee itself up for it to be another great Scorsese classic, and it exactly is that and more. I think this was an incredible film from start to finish. This is truly another classic Scorsese film within his filmography, the one that you can kind of notch another feather in his cap. This is definitely has a lot of classic moments that scream Martin Scorsese. I think when you look at how he loves to kind of do montages and have a little bit of slick, sly kind of humor, those things definitely bleed into this movie. But it also is very much a different Marty film than what we're kind of used to seeing as well. I think this one is definitely a little bit more kind of toned down than the hyper-energized films that he's done in the past. I think even if you look at something like The Irishman, even though that one is a 3.5-hour film, it definitely has a pace to it that, for me, when I was watching it, it felt like it was more 2.5 hours than it was the full 3.5-hour runtime, where something like this definitely earns the 3.5 hours that it plays for in theaters. And I think you feel the length of it. I don't think it goes over necessarily. It doesn't feel like it needs to be cut down in certain places, but I think he slows the pace of this film down, that you're sitting in a lot of these scenes. And I think it's very intentional when he does something like that, where he wants you to be in these conversations, be in these moments, be in the tragedies that are ensuing within this community and the tragedies that are bestowed upon the Osage people. And I think that is very much the intention that he's trying to come across with this film, whether it's in some, not kind of action sequences, but more the kind of violent sequences or the dialogue just between two people. So it's very much kind of marinating in itself, in the story that it's trying to tell, whether it's within the cinematography, whether it's in the dialogue of the script. All that is really trying to just to really tell the story that he's trying to do in this movie. Some of the other things that I think really stood out to me was the performances of this film. In particular, there are two performances that really are the standouts of this film. And without these two performances and the chemistry between these two, I don't think you're going to be emotionally attached to this film whatsoever. And that is a relationship between Leonardo DiCaprio's character Ernest and his wife Lily Gladstone, who plays Molly in this movie. And their chemistry together is off the charts incredible. And I believe their relationship and their love story in this film. And I think you have to be invested into where their journey goes emotionally to really get a grasp of what Martin Scorsese is trying to do with this film and feel something by the end of this film, whether it's disgust, anger, sadness, a sense of tragedy. I think all those things go into this relationship and really tell a great story of the believability that these two really love each other. And even though Leonardo DiCaprio is essentially playing an antagonist in this film, there's a genuine love that he has for Molly, and that even though he's doing these things, he still wants to come back to his family and protect his family. And that includes Molly, who is a part of the Osage Nation in this film. And I just think the way that their relationship kind of goes back and forth with one another, if it's not believable, 90% of this film just doesn't work. And I don't think you'll be emotionally invested if you're not attached to these two characters and the story that they go through in this film. I think the cinematography in this film is once again outstanding from Martin Scorsese. There's some shots in this film that feel kind of old school Hollywood in a way, and they don't feel outdated. They feel kind of like an updated version of what you would get a sense of during those time periods and some of the shots that are laid out throughout this film. So the cinematography, A+ in my mind. The production design of this film is incredible. I think the way that the production team was able to utilize the area that they were in basically and really be able to take a minute to really get people emotionally attached to this town and feel like the town that they are in right now is very much lived in within the area of Oklahoma. And I think it was a really well done job to make the town feel for the audiences like they could be a part of it as well. And I think for the Osage County, they did an incredible job of, I think, representing the people, the culture, and really doing a good dive into this film. Now, would I like to see more of that? Sure, but again, this film was already 3.5 hours long, and I don't think how you'd be able to fit that unless making it basically a limited series run on TV, which, of course, Martin Scorsese is more of the filmmaker type than he is putting stuff on TV, even if you were to put it on something like a Netflix or some other streaming service. I do think that what he's able to do with the production design is absolutely incredible. I do think this is going to be a big-time awards contender this season across the board. I think this film will get a bunch of nominations: picture, director, I think actor, actress for Lily Gladstone, Leonardo DiCaprio. I do think that Robert De Niro was someone who was really, really good in this as well, and to kind of see him play an antagonistic role. We've seen him do it before, but we haven't really seen in recent memory. Even in something like The Irishman, it's kind of a tug of war. He's kind of an anti-hero in a way, so he doesn't play a full-on antagonist. And this one, he is 100% the antagonist in this film, and he chews up a lot of the scenery that he's in. But to me, it was really DiCaprio and Gladstone that really stood out to me whenever they were on the screen together. But De Niro kills it as well in another installment with Martin Scorsese. I think the rest of the cast is incredible. Again, production design, cinematography, I think when you look at the score, which was incredible, the sound design, all of it was absolutely incredible. And I think this is going to be a big, big Oscar contender for this award season. And the last thing that I really want to go on with this film is actually the ending of the film. I think with a film such as Killers of the Flower Moon, where really Martin Scorsese has full autonomy of what he wants to do with this film, I think very much the ending of this film is a artistic director's choice that he wanted to kind of conclude this film with. And while I did really enjoy and like and felt the power of that last image that Martin Scorsese shows, the last, I would say, 5 minutes is a very interesting direction that he decides to wrap up this entire story with. And I thought it was really interesting, and I think it's one that allowed me to kind of stew on it a little bit and think upon it. And even though initially I was like, I don't know if this was the way I would do it, thinking about how he tells the rest of the story in this film, I think was a very good idea and an interesting artistic creation to take to wrap up this entire story. But overall, I would highly recommend checking this one out in theaters. I thought this was one of my favorite films of the year, one of his best films over the last couple years, which I feel like every single time I'm saying that about Martin Scorsese film, but even at his age, he's still hitting a bar that not a lot of filmmakers are able to hit, and he just continues to just hit a consistency level that is true to the Martin Scorsese filmography. So I thought this was an amazing film. I would recommend checking it out in theaters, but if you don't want to sit there for 3.5 hours, I understand. And again, this isn't a film that I feel like with The Irishman, I thought I was only sitting there for 2.5 hours. You feel the 3.5 hours. So if you don't want to check it out in theaters, it'll be on Apple TV Plus at an unspecified date at this time, where you can go in and watch certain moments and then come back and watch it again or pick up where you left off. So I completely think that you should check this out in theaters, but if you don't want to, I would very much recommend checking this out on Apple TV Plus and giving Killers of the Flower Moon a shot, which for my overall score of this film, I give Killers of the Flower Moon an 8.7 out of 10 stars. I think this is one of my favorite films of the year, and I wouldn't be shocked if it ends up in my top 10 films of 2023 when all is said and done. But that is my review for the latest Martin Scorsese film, Killers of the Flower Moon. Once again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning into this review. Be sure to check out my channel for more content. You can check me out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, SoundCloud, and much more. Also, make sure to tune in on to the Ambiguous Podcast Solutions, and be sure to check out the other amazing shows that are on here, such as You Mad Bro, the number one source to see what the internet is pissed off about on a weekly basis. Also, make sure to check out Goal Driven Professionals, geared toward improving client relations, return on investment, and customer acquisition costs for independent businesses and services. Also, make sure to check out The Daily Grind, a weekly motivational podcast with Kelly Johnson, give you everyday tips and key takeaways on reaching your goals. Also, along the way, make sure to check out these other amazing shows on the Podcast Solutions, such as Wrestle Addict Radio, WrestleMania Podcast, and Midnight Showing. You can also check these out and so much more on the website, ambiguouspodcastsolutions.com, also on Facebook and Twitter at Real Ambiguous. And if you want to check out Canopy Treehouse, use the coupon code Ambiguous. Also, when you get a chance, make sure to follow me on social media. You can find me on X at Bissell Samuel, that's BUSSELLSAMUEL, and also on Facebook at Sam Bissell. Once again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning into this review. And until next time, keep on screening.
I was sent down from Washington, D.C. to see about these murders.
See what about them?
See who's doing it. Expecting a miracle to make all this go away. You know they don't happen anymore.